Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Here at Hallis Hall, as expected, continued buzz around the quarterbacks, especially when it comes to the 11th overall pick, Justin Fields.
Breaking down the latest from the Bears beat and news from around the NFL.
When I kind of entered this season, I looked at Matt Nagy and I thought to myself, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You're damned if you play Andy Dalton. You're damned if you don't. Because developing a rookie quarterback in real time is really hard to do.
Former WNBA All-Star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy layup. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Paul.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always enjoy talking to Stacy Dales, and she joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. I have to say, I missed you over the Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you guys had a great one. But how the H-E double hockey sticks did I have to follow Tim Brando after that?
No, he brought it, didn't he? Yeah.
I mean, you say that was fire. That was fire. I mean, this man has to face these coaches too, right? Oh, man, that was awesome. What a great segment.
Yeah, he was wonderful. And you're always great, Stacey. I got to tell you, you know, I don't even know if we've talked about it, but all the work that you did on that Lamar Jackson story, as that was ongoing, everything you did on Thanksgiving, dealing with all the fallout from the Bears stuff, just fantastic stuff, very compelling. Where are we at with the Bears? Where are we at with all these stories? What is left over after one of the more exhausting weeks I've ever seen?
Well, I think I still have stuffing in my fridge. it was a wild, thank you, Molly. It was a wild, really 6 days for me, because obviously with Lamar getting sick on game day, I love breaking news. And so it was an evolving story throughout the day that, you know, you become the eyes and the ears for those that can't be at the stadium and in the bowels of Soldier Field. So I take a lot of joy in that. And then you turn around, though, on a short week, and it's a short week for us, too. I was, you know, getting ready to travel to report at Allen Park, basically, with the Lions on Wednesday, and then trying to sort of wrap my head around everything and, you know, do my due diligence and talk to as many people as I could. And I think my takeaways from the week were, you know, if people are willing to go on record, so if Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears, George McCaskey, are willing to go on record with their name, I not only believe in the character of Matt Nagy, but, you know, to be able to say I talked to Matt Nagy, which I did at length prior to the game on Thursday, you know, I take people for their word, especially when they're willing to go on record. Because a lot of what I do, and you guys understand, is sourcing and, you know, protecting those sources. Mm. So, you know, I did the game, I came home and I tried to forget about football, though it was really hard this past weekend because every week in the league is great.
So Stacey, I think you did a terrific job of balancing all of that, as Mully alluded to. And I also think that you know, it's worth remembering from a big picture fan standpoint that, you know, how much did the big picture change? Even though what Matt told you and what he said and what he claimed and everything else that went on, I don't know if overall we look at this Bears season heading in a different direction because they beat the Lions, or frankly, if his season can be saved or his tenure can be saved in the final six games just based on what's ahead on the Bears schedule.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. And I think Matt Nagy's smart enough to understand that, right? This is, what do we have left here? We have Arizona, the best team currently, the number one seed in the NFC, a trip to Green Bay, Minnesota, who's right on the cusp of the last wild card spot. So they have to face Detroit. And by the way, Detroit, I mean, they're going to beat somebody. So it's just a matter of who they're going to beat. This weekend, I think Minnesota has them. And then Seattle, the Giants, and Minnesota again. You got to win all those games. That's the reality, David, in this league. If you want to save jobs, you have to win. And so, you know, the Bears will be put to the task. Unfortunately, they're just so darned injured that it's going to be hard. Right. I mean, their defense is decimated, and it's not just their most productive players. It is their best leaders. Roquan Smith is a big deal. He is one of the best linebackers in the entire league. And this Arizona team, I mean, when you think about top five, just to start with them this week, top five offensively and defensively, their pass rush is extraordinary. You know, they simply get home and they bring a lot of pressure. So they win on first and second down defensively. And then they make those third downs really manageable, one of the best in the league. And I don't think Justin Fields returning this week is I have in my crystal ball because of that. You know, he's dealing with the cracked ribs, and Andy Dalton proved to be very serviceable against Detroit. I mean, over 300 pass yards, but the Bears have to win putting it bluntly. And it's hard kind of, you know, you look at this team and where do the storylines go from here? I'm find it quite remarkable that so many defensive veteran players are injured or on IR. That is a little perplexing to me. And I'll just kind of leave it there, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I think that among the other elements that is going on, the schedule makers have it. So the Bears not only are facing Arizona, who, you know, obviously top dog in the NFC right now, maybe as good a team as there is in the league, and certainly up there in the team photo, and they're coming off a bye week. And then next week they go up to Green Bay to face the other team that would be in the team photo for best teams, and they're coming off a bye week. It's just like it couldn't be much more difficult. You mentioned Roquan. You know, when a guy leaves with a hamstring injury, I mean, we'll get all these updates today. I understand we'll get a first look at the injury report, but goodness gracious, it is just a really difficult 2-game stretch with both those teams coming off a bye.
Yeah, there's no question. And Kyler's probably going to be back this week with D-Hop, Andre Hopkins. They've both been out with injury. So, you know, they had Thanksgiving. It must be real nice if you can get your bye to fall on a Thanksgiving weekend if you're an NFL. Their bellies will be nice and full and rested and ready to go. And Cliff Kingsbury talked about having those guys back in practice this week, get them full speed a little bit. And kind of unleash the beast. They're the best team in the NFC right now. I mean, bar none. This game is interesting. Bears could be spoilers in it to a degree that, you know, they could help the Green Bay Packers, who are on the bye this weekend, because obviously the Packers beat the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football a couple of weeks ago. So the head-to-head goes to Green Bay. So with you know, the Packers at 3 losses and the Cardinals at 2, they could just leapfrog them essentially this weekend if the Bears win. So the Bears could help the Green Bay Packers this weekend. I know Bears fans don't want to hear that. And by the way, guys, we haven't even touched on Lincoln Riley, my Sooner.
Well, right? That's a great segue, Stacey, because what is going on in Oklahoma? You are one Oklahoma legend talking about another. And is that a better job than some NFL jobs that might come open in the next month or so?
A lot of people want to coach in LA. So I'm not shocked at sort of the combo package that Lincoln Riley's leaving for, but I think the Oklahoma job's always going to be a great job. Unfortunately, the Sooners are moving to the SEC soon, and that just makes it, you know, monumental in terms of winning football games. It's already hard to win out. just to get to the championship. I'm kind of torn because, you know, Lincoln over the course of 5 years has been just phenomenal. I mean, when you think about Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, you know, two Heisman winning trophy, you know, quarterbacks, and Jalen Hurts, a runner up, right? What he's done with Caleb Williams this year, how he manipulates an offensive line to play at the, you know, premium level for his quarterbacks, and then just sprinkles in a run game. You know, USC is getting the best coach that they'll have had since Pete Carroll, really. They have been sort of marred with inconsistency there, and that program should be much better than it has been. And so you're getting a sort of a figure forehead, if you will, in Lincoln Riley, who's going to transform the program. And, you know, you got to have a quarterback to win in the college level and the NFL level. You know, I will say this, and Bob Stoops, we trust. I mean, he's going to coach the bowl game. And I love Stoops. You know, I was there when he took the team to a national championship, but it's going to be, I think, a process for Joe Castiglione to try to fill that void in Lincoln Riley. And it's a big one because that offense is special and it has been under his, you know, sort of direction.
And he's taking the quarterback with him, apparently, to USC. So yeah. That's got to leave a mark.
Come on, man.
We'd talk about this more if Brian Kelly hadn't grabbed the headline. That's become another one. I you know, it's so funny. We were talking to Michael Lombardi earlier. Are we going to see more guys go from the NFL to college as opposed to college to the NFL? Will we still see that jump? This money is getting crazy ridiculous.
Yeah, it is getting crazy ridiculous. But when you go to the NFL, if I'm a coach and I like take Cliff Kingsbury, right? He goes from the college level to the NFL level, and now he's got to go back and recruit again. Like, I've talked to people with the Jags, with Urban Meyer. Like, do you really want to go back into that world of fighting over your quarterback with you know, Alabama and Clemson and LSU? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like you go back into a world of recruiting that is, you know, and then you have players leaving. And I don't like how it's done. I think, you know, for me to sit back and watch Lincoln leaving, and while I'm happy for him, because I do believe everybody has to make a decision for their family and for themselves. And you can have complete loyalty to a program, but there might be an opportunity that puts your family in a better situation. I just don't like how it happens in between bowl games, in between championships. You know, it's very muddy and murky to me. But when you say that, Molly, it's like it's big money and money talks. So, if I'm a coach though at the NFL level, I'm sticking there, and it's hard there. I mean, you have a losing season and you're out. Yeah. So, you know, this is big business, and you know the great ones stick, and USC's getting a great one in Lincoln Riley, and we'll see what happens with Brian down in Louisiana.
Stacey, back to the Bears. Sunday at Soldier Field. We know that at some point there's going to be a chant "Fire Nagy" breakout. Is this a local story or is this a national story? Because you have to balance both, knowing what you know about from living here and covering the Bears, and then you go on NFL Network. Is it a big deal that the head coach is being heckled in a way that has been consistent this month?
I think it's a local story still, David. I mean, I think that people know the underlying roots of where this franchise is at in terms of, you know, people calling on Nagy's job. Maybe that was a national story a couple months ago when Dan Orlovsky, you know, on ESPN went off. And after Justin Fields, I think, first game in Cleveland, and he was sacked 9 times.
Right.
But it's only ramped up here in the area. So in the Windy City, it has definitely become part of our weekly and nightly news session to talk about. In the NFL, we're getting to a point where nationally, you know, who are the best teams and where does this playoff race fall? You know, who is emerging? Who has overcome injury? Who has overcome, you know, come through their bye week stronger? You know, teams like the New England Patriots, for instance, you know, that are going to see Buffalo this week, which is just an astronomical game. You know, who in the NFC is starting to emerge after overcoming, you know, quarantine toes, stuff like that. So, you know, to me, this
That's great. What a turn of phrase.
I call it the quarantine toe because I know reporters ask Aaron Rodgers, like, how did you break your toe in a 10-day quarantine? And he said, working out, I believe. I don't know. The only time I've ever hurt my toe is, you know, when I've banged it on something accidentally. And I'm wondering how that happened. But when you're stuck in quarantine, like for 10 days and you're, you know, everybody's, you know, talking about you around the world and you're stuck in your home in Green Bay in quarantine. I don't know how that happens, but, yeah, I think David, it's a very localized story. And listen, there's a few markets in this league that you guys know, that are just damning, right? You go to, so Matt Nagy has coached in Philadelphia. I love the fans of Philadelphia. They are tough. Philadelphia is, to be a coach there is an absolute mountain to climb, right? I think Chicago is one of the toughest markets in the National Football League equally. I mean, Philadelphia might be the toughest. New York is a beast. But these Chicago fans are demanding, and they want to win games. They're trying to put pressure on this franchise to win games. And I say that, and I also talk to the other side of it. You know, if anybody thinks that Matt Nagy and this offense aren't trying to win games, you're fooling yourself, right? I think sometimes we can try so hard in life that it doesn't work. And I'm not suggesting that's happening to the Bears, but listen, they're trying their darndest to win. And, you know, every week is an opportunity. If they were to beat the Arizona Cardinals this week, that would be a huge, massive win. If they were to win out, like, I don't know the odds on that. They're not very good. But that could help his case. But, you know, for right now, I kind of agree with Eddie Jackson. I don't know how it's helping. Because the fans, you know, they are what they are, and I love them. But the players hear everything, too. And, you know, things filter into locker rooms all the time, every day, every week. And so the entire organization is feeling this, not just Matt Nagy.
Stacey, great stuff. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Stacey.
You guys are the best. See you next week.
Good stuff.
That is Stacey Dales. And we should have cautioned her that even though you've called for snow, God is calling for rain. So
I didn't call for snow.
I think there might be someone more powerful. That's
I referenced a forecast yesterday, and Brent Miller changed it last night. So now it's rain.
Well, let's find out what happens next. Because I've got a feeling that forecast could still change.
Okay.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
Let's not even waste our time with that whole bear weather BS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.